This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese President Michel Aoun is calling on the cabinet to declare a two-week state of emergency in Beirut after a massive explosion early Tuesday destroyed much of the city's port, killing at least 70 people and injuring more than 3,500. The cause of the blast is unknown, although a warehouse in the area was reported to have contained ammonium nitrate, an explosive. Aoun tweeted a statement, however, that he will not be satisfied until the person at fault is found and punished. He said it is unacceptable that a warehouse containing explosive materials could be left for years without measures in place to protect people's safety. Prime Minister Hassan Diab met with the Supreme Council of Defense Tuesday night, expressing his support for those he calls martyrs and a speedy recovery for the wounded. He also called for an investigative committee to be formed immediately. He has proclaimed Wednesday a day of mourning. Condolences and support for the Lebanese people have poured in from all over the world, including neighboring Israel, which immediately said it had nothing to do with the explosion. Relations between Israel and Lebanon are tense because the Lebanese-based terror group Hezbollah is massed along the southern border with Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressed his condolences. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. He said, it looks like a terrible attack. He spoke during Tuesday's coronavirus briefing at the White House. A Lebanese television station said people reported seeing an orange-colored cloud hovering over the blast site shortly after the explosion. Experts say such clouds usually accompany blasts involving nitrates. Much of the port of Beirut was destroyed, and buildings and parked cars across the Lebanese capital were damaged. VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November 3rd, the day of the presidential election. Trump's remarks to Axios for HBO came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. In a video meeting on Monday, the U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of its troops from 13,000 to 8,600 and vacated five Afghan military bases. The deal called for all American and allied troops to leave Afghanistan by July 2021 in return for assurances that the Islamist insurgency would prevent the country from becoming a safe haven for transnational terrorists. Japan's Nippon Steel says it will appeal a ruling by South Korea's highest court for the seizure of its assets to compensate four South Koreans who were forced into labor during Japan's brutal colonial occupation of the Korean Peninsula between 1910 and 1945. The Supreme Court issued a ruling in 2018 ordering Nippon to pay $38,000 to the four South Koreans who were forced to work in Japanese factories during World War II. The decision angered Tokyo, which claimed the issue of compensation for Korean forced laborers was settled by the 1965 treaty that normalized bilateral relations between the Asian neighbors. The treaty included $800 million in reparations paid by Japan in the form of economic aid and loans. 17 people, including 8 children, have been killed in flash floods and by lightning in Yemen's northern Marib region. That's according to health authorities on Tuesday. The fierce storms have added to the woes of the war-torn country, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict has left large parts of the country in ruins. Recent storms have hit other provinces, including the capital, Sana'a. The Arab world's poorest country is also battling the coronavirus pandemic, which its decrepit health system is ill-equipped to handle. Yemen has officially recorded more than 1,700 cases of the virus, including 499 deaths. However, many fear the real toll is far higher. An estimated 24 million Yemenis, more than 80% of the population, are dependent on aid for survival. That's according to the United Nations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.